Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio broadcast, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We've been talking to you about the Word of God, and we're specifically talking about the covenant that we have with the Lord that we've entered into once we are born again. We've talked about what a covenant is. It is a binding agreement between two parties that cannot be broken. The penalty is death. We see the fact that a covenant means everything I have is yours and everything you have is mine. It is a revelation of God's purposes, what He will do for those who are in covenant relationship with Him. And the covenant, which is a legal document, spiritual document, is a guarantee that what God has promised will come to pass. The word of the covenant is the revelation of the will of the two parties, and it outlines the responsibilities of each party and the promises that will come to pass. To God, a covenant is unconditional. It's something that He will never break. He remembers His covenant. He's mindful of it. He's a covenant-keeping God, and it's an everlasting covenant. Remember that He swore by Himself because He could swear by none greater. The way His covenant works is through the word of His covenant. The word of our God shall stand forever. The Bible says it shall not return void, but it shall accomplish what He pleases, prospers whereto it's sent. Every part of the word of God is the truth. It's spiritual reality, the word of the covenant. It's pure, it's right, it's settled in heaven. And His word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, so we can walk in fellowship with Him. He's magnified His word above His name. His word, the word of the covenant, is what He watches over, and it says He hastens His word to perform it. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. God is going to perform His word, and don't ever think that God will not perform it. No, He is going to perform His word because it is the word of the covenant. That's why you and I have to make the word of God final authority in our life. Remember that we've entered into the covenant through new birth, and we've entered into what Jesus has accomplished for us in bringing in the new covenant. Remember, God deals with man through covenants, and progressively we see through the Old Testament period how He dealt with man. We saw the covenant with Noah, the covenant with Abram, the covenant with Moses, the covenant with David, and then all of that being fulfilled in the seed, who is Christ, which is Jesus, who brought forth the new covenant, a better covenant with better promises. Now, the conditions to see the blessings of the covenant come into manifestation is, you and I must be doers of the Word of God. We must be those that keep His commandments and do exactly what He says, obeying His voice. And, of course, we can't make any covenant with the enemies. We've got to drive them out of our life. That's why we cast all the evil spirits out. We've got to take heed that if we do allow them to stay in us, we'll be snared and we'll be in bondage. That's why, of course, Leviticus 26, verse 3 tells us that we are to walk in His commandments and do what He says and keep those commandments and keep consistently doing the Word of God. And then, as we do that, the blessings start coming upon us. And He also tells us that you and I are to chase after our enemies, and they're going to fall before us by the sword. And as we do that, which is driving out our spiritual enemies, the evil spirits, He'll have respect unto us, He'll make us fruitful, He'll multiply us, and establish His covenant. Of course, we break the covenant fellowship with Him if we disobey, and then curses come upon us, as we see in Leviticus 26, verse 14 and following. We also see the same thing over in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Now, this covenant that we have is something that we must walk in line with the Word. In Deuteronomy 4:23, it says, "Take heed lest you forget the covenant." If we forget the covenant and we don't walk in line with His word, we're not going to see the blessings come forth. In James 1, it talks about being a doer of the word and not a hearer only. If you are just a hearer only, then you're not going to be seeing the blessings come forth. You must be a doer of what you hear. Now, in Deuteronomy 17:2, the Bible says if you transgress the covenant, then the penalty was death. The penalty was that they would be stoned. And the application of that for us in the New Testament, remember all the Old Testament things that we see are physical types and shadows of spiritual realities in the New Testament. We can look at these things and understand them as long as we see them from a spiritual perspective affecting us in the life that we live now in the New Testament. And it's always after the way of the Spirit. If you transgress the covenant, committing sin, walking contrary to it, then the law of sin and death will work against you. In Deuteronomy chapter 29, in verse 9, the Bible speaks about keeping the words of the covenant and doing them, that you may prosper in all that you do. God wants you to keep His word. The result is you're going to be prospering. In Judges chapter 2, He talks about how He'll never break His covenant with us in verse 1. And He says, make no league with the inhabitants of the land. But He goes on and says, you've not obeyed my voice. He says, why have you done this? He wanted to know why they weren't obeying him. And so he said, therefore, I'm not going to drive out from among you any of these enemies any longer. And that's the truth. If you don't obey God's voice and do what he says, and you allow the inhabitants, which are a type of the evil spirits, to operate in us, which they can operate in us through sin, if we don't obey his voice, then he's not going to drive the enemies out of our life. In 1 Kings 8:23, he talks about the Lord who keeps covenant and mercy with thy servants that walk before thee with all their heart. That's another condition. We must walk before the Lord with all of our heart and be doing what he says. 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 12. It says, because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord their God, but they transgressed his covenant. God was not going to hear them. He wasn't going to perform his word. And, of course, because they didn't do what he told them to do. You see, if you don't do the word, God cannot do his word because we're in a covenant relationship. Remember, everything that you have is his and everything that he has is yours, but you got to meet the conditions for that to come to pass. So they went into captivity because they didn't obey his voice and they transgressed the covenant. In 1 Chronicles 16:15, it speaks of being mindful always of his covenant. So everything that you're doing, you got to realize I'm doing this based on the covenant relationship that I have with God, and I am to keep the word of the covenant. In Nehemiah chapter 1 and verse 5, it talks about loving him and keeping his commandments. We see over in John 14:15 that if you love me, keep my commandments. So if you're going to walk in fellowship with him, you got to keep the commandments of the Lord. In Psalms 25 verse 14, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. God will reveal his covenant and the ways of his covenant, all the blessings, all the things that belong to you, for those that walk in the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, the beginning of wisdom. It's for those who submit to the word, and they walk uprightly before the Lord. In Psalm 78, verse 10 and 11, it says, they kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law. They forgot his works and his wonders that he showed them. They didn't keep the covenant. How? Because they refused to walk in his law. And because of the fact that you don't walk in his word, you'll end up forgetting his works. And, of course, you'll end up going into bondage. You will not see his promises coming to pass. In Psalm 78, verse 36 to 38, talks about how they were flattering with their mouth, lying with their tongue, their heart was not right, they were not steadfast in the covenant, as it says. It says in verse 37, their heart was not right with him, neither were they steadfast in his covenant. You got to be steadfast by doing the word consistently, and that shows that your heart is right before him. If you're walking that way, you're not going to see God's blessings come forth. In Psalms 89, in verse 3, he says, I've made a covenant with my chosen. He's made the covenant with us, and he wants us to be obedient to walk in line with his word. Well, if we're faithful and we do what he says, then he's going to keep the covenant, and the covenant promises will come to pass. He talks about in verse 30, if they forsook him, they walked not in line, they would break his covenant, they would not keep his commandments, then all these curses, that punishment would come upon them. And they ended up making void the covenant instead of carrying it out and doing exactly what God says. In Psalms 89:39, it says, thou hast made void the covenant of thy servant. They broke down all the hedges. They brought all the strongholds to ruin. Why? Because they opened the door to the enemy because they didn't walk in line with the word of the covenant. In Psalms 103, verse 17, the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him. And it says, as such as keep his covenant and those that remember his commandments to do them. God's mercy is available for those that fear him and that keep his covenant. Again, what are you doing when you're doing the word? You're keeping the covenant that God has set forth. In Psalms 111 and verse 9 and 10, he sent redemption unto his people. He's commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverent is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, a good understanding of all they that do his commandments. See, if you have an understanding of his word and you do his commandments, he reveals his covenant ways, remember, to you, and then you're going to see his blessings. He's commanded his covenant forever. Now, in Isaiah, in chapter 54, in verse 10, the Bible speaks of how the covenant of peace that he has, and this covenant of peace will not be removed. The Lord's the one who has mercy upon it. Otherwise, it's going to be always carried out, but you're going to have to do what he says. In Isaiah 55, verse 3, it says, incline your ear. That means you're going to hear the word. You're going to hear the word of God. You're going to listen to the Holy Spirit and hearken unto his voice. He says, come unto me, hear, and your soul will live. That's your will, intellect, and emotions. And that's where the battleground with the enemy is. It's an everlasting covenant. His sure mercies will flow unto us. In Isaiah 56 and verse 4, he says, choose the things that please me and take hold of my covenant. As you choose the way of the Lord, the things that please him, and you take hold of his covenant promises because you're walking in fellowship, God will perform his word in your life. Isaiah 59 and verse 21, he says, as for me, my covenant is that his spirit would be upon us, his words we put in our mouth, and if they don't depart out of our mouth, then God's blessings will come to pass. In Jeremiah chapter 11 and verse 3 and following, it talks about if you don't obey, then you're going to be cursed. He said, if you obey the voice and do what he says, then, he said, you'll be my people, I'll be your God. That's a covenant statement. And he'll perform the oath that he's given to us of giving him the land, which is us possessing the promises of God in our life. He said, you're going to have to hear the words of the covenant, though, in verse 6 and do them. Verse 7, obey my voice. But in verse 8, they obeyed not, they'd incline their ear, but they walked after the imagination of their heart. And so because of that, they turned back to their iniquities, they refused to hear the word, they followed after these other gods, other sources, and they broke covenant and destruction came. God has set a covenant, and he takes his word, and he writes it in your heart, he writes it in your mind, and he wants to establish that between you and him. And as you see the word working in your life by doing it, and he reveals his ways to you, you will know that the Lord thy God is manifesting himself to perform his covenant promises. He's given you a covenant of peace. He wants to bring his blessings. In fact, the promise is that showers of blessings will come upon you. You'll be fruitful. You'll be safe. You'll be healed. You'll be protected. Your bondages will be broken. You'll be delivered. And you won't be a prey to the enemy any longer because you walk in line with the word of the covenant. We're going to talk more in the next broadcast. God bless you. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I display all of the scriptures for all to see by video projector as I'm teaching. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212. That's 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.